A report by Amnesty International has found that thousands of people are being detained arbitrarily at camps in northeast Syria since the end of the ground war against Islamic State more than 5 years ago. Amnesty says the camps are now housing 56,000 detainees, which includes 30,000 children and 14,500 women. We've been speaking to the report's author, Lauren Ahrens, Senior Advisor on Gender, Conflict and International Justice with Amnesty.
We're talking about Syrians, Iraqis and people from an estimated 74 other countries globally. And they've been detained in these detention facilities and camps since the fall of the Islamic State in 2019. Basically, after the last battles with Islamic State, people were kind of corralled into this system of detention by the authorities in northeast Syria with the support of the US-led coalition. We're talking two detention camps, Al-Hol and Raj, and 27 other detention facilities, many of them makeshift prisons.
And we'll talk about the conditions in a moment, but are these individuals who in some way were associated with ISIS?
It's a huge mix, which is one of the things we've sought to document in our report. So on the one hand, we believe, you know, it's very likely that there's some of the worst perpetrators of ISIS crimes held in this detention system. And our concern here is that they're not actually being brought to trial and therefore giving justice to ISIS victims. So yes, we think some of them are very much connected or likely to be very much connected to sort of command structure of ISIS and responsible for some, you know, of the worst crimes under international law we've seen in our generation. But actually, the majority of people in the detention system, in the camps and prisons, are children. 30,000 of the more than 56,000, 30,000 are children. It's actually the highest concentration of children detained anywhere in the world. And then in addition to that, what we found is that large numbers of people who are detained in this system are victims of trafficking. We documented that a large number of the women and children in particular were subjected to forced marriages by ISIS, or in the case of boys, child recruitment, and the trafficking victims haven't been identified as such.
And large numbers are foreign nationals, and do they have any prospect of repatriation?
There are very small levels of repatriation that are ongoing. Our concern is, I mean, we've been calling on states to do more in that regard, in particular in relation to children, people who were detained in the system as children, trafficking survivors, because states have obligations under international human rights law to repatriate trafficking survivors. So, you know, we very much feel that states should be doing more here, but we also recognize this isn't going to be the full solution. You know, we need a comprehensive we need some solutions. We need people to be charged or tried, including in northeast Syria, because large numbers of these people will never be able to return home. Mm-hmm. The majority are either Syrian from different parts of Syria, mostly under the control of the government, and it's not safe for them to return. Large numbers are also from Iraq, and for them, many of them, it won't be safe to return home or other countries where, if they're returned, they'd face serious human rights abuses like torture.
And meanwhile, Lauren, what kind of conditions are they being held in?
The conditions are horrific. I mean, they're really horrific. It depends a little bit on the facility in which someone's held. Or let's say they're all horrific, but the abuse, the violations we documented differ somewhat depending on the system. So for men and some of the boys, they're mostly in these detention facilities where we documented high levels of torture and really inhumane conditions that lead to deaths, at least some of these detention facilities. In one of them, we documented that hundreds of people have died in recent years, either as a result of physical abuse on the one side and then denial of food and medical treatment and even, you know, fresh air on the other, that's led to these deaths. So, I mean, so in the detention facilities, you know, all these terrible conditions. And then in the detention camps where most of the women and children are held, we're also documenting, you know, horrific conditions. And maybe just to pull out some of those, you know, we've documented high levels of gender-based violence that are going unchecked. And a real concern is the way women and their sons in particular are being forcibly separated from each other. foreign national boys who reach the age of 11 or 12 are taken systematically from the camps, from their mothers, and taken away from them to these so-called rehabilitation centres, which are basically prisons. Mm. And that starts what seems to be an indefinite separation of foreign national women and their sons, which is, obviously a huge concern.